This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Give me liberty or give me death. It's Alex Jones.
Let it all hang out cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta and there's beer in Texarkana.
All right, thrust right into the driver's seat here of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, we will be with you till 3 o'clock Central. I've got some news that I want to cover, but I would like to open up the phone lines in the second half of this hour and hear from you guys out there. Just what are you feeling, especially considering all the attacks on Trump and how they're obviously not going to give up? The only end to the push we're seeing against Donald Trump right now is a complete overthrow of our republic. And that's the big story. And the civil war that's happening right now in American politics is undeniable. All these people that have been living in the dark for years can no longer deny what they're seeing in front of their face, and that is all-out civil war for the future of this country. So let's go to some of the news that I want to cover here, because here's the thing. I can take the issues that Donald Trump talks about, I can take the policies that Donald Trump wants to bring to this country, and you can explain it in real time with news stories about why the policies are right and about why he's not just making this stuff up. The big one, yesterday when I hosted the show, I covered these two illegal aliens that were Satan worshipers that raped and murdered young women. They came here, they were living illegally, folks. Yet when Donald Trump gets up on the podium and says, we've got criminal, illegal immigrants coming here, raping and killing people, people throw their hands in the air and they get shocked. They can't even believe it. How could he come out and say something like this? It's so wrong. No, it's so right. Here is a story that just broke from WorldNet Daily. FBI probes 300 refugees in the United States for terrorism. Feds reveal as Trump administration announces the revised travel ban order, which I'm not going to go off on a jag on that. I don't really understand the revision of the travel ban, but nonetheless, he has done that. So here's this story, though. More than 300 people, this is coming from Jeff Sessions, more than 300 people who came here as refugees are under an FBI investigation today for potential terrorism-related activities. Of course, you couldn't be shocked if you heard that these refugees came under the Obama administration. And all you have to do is a little math. Now, I'm not that great at math, but I can do simple math. Let's see. If we take 100,000 refugees from the Middle East, Syria, I'll say Somalia is in there. That's still on the travel ban, though. If we take 100,000 and just 1% of them are terrorists, that's 10,000, or that's 1,000 terrorists, excuse me. See, even simple math I struggle with. If you take half of a percent, that's 500 terrorists, folks. So here you go. So here's your numbers. More than 300 are being probed for terrorism. Why does the news act like Donald Trump is crazy when he says this? Why do the protesters act like Donald Trump is crazy when he brings this up? Why is it considered racist to want to have a border? This is the absolute madness that we're living under. I mean, I can't even believe this, folks. Look at this. Barack Obama, this just shows you, anybody who follows Barack Obama still is a complete nitwit. You had Barack Obama coming out and saying, first he comes out when he's campaigning and he says, well, we've got a lot of rigged elections here in America. The elections might not be fair. We'll have to look into that when he's campaigning. Then he gets in, Trump hints at possibility of a rigged election, and all of a sudden Obama changes his tune. He says he's never heard of a rigged election. There's no such thing as a rigged election, even though he campaigned on that ground. But then he comes out And he says Russia is rigging the election. So Obama says no such thing as a rigged election after he says the election's rigged, then says Russia is rigging the election. Then he says, I want a full report on the investigation of Russian ties to Donald Trump on my desk. But then he comes out and says, we never investigated. We never wiretapped him. These people are complete liars. More of the Alex Jones Fourth Hour on the other side.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, I may not be a caveman, but compared to these trendies in the streets, I'm a super caveman, and you can be too now with the ultimate paleo formula at InfoWarsStore.com. Caveman, and it's 33% off right now. We want to get this product out to you guys because it's so great. We know you're going to use it, you're going to love it, and you're going to come back and get some more. So take advantage of this introductory rate of 33% off Caveman. You can get it for $40 right now. This is one of the best bone broth formulas out there right now. This is kind of a new trend hitting the health people out there, hitting the weightlifting people out there. You can use this instead of protein if you want for your protein before or after a workout. But nonetheless, it has a lot more in there besides just the protein. You've got the chaga mushroom and you've got the bone broth, which, of course, most people probably don't get any of that into their systems. You can knock out all of that now with Caveman. And again, 33% off. This is our latest breakthrough health product. Yeah, there's some of the other, our TV viewers can see some of the other ingredients in there. And I also, I don't know how many hats we have left. Oh, there's some of the reviews. Wow, look at all those five-star reviews. Pretty much the same with most of our products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't know how many of those hats we have left. The Make America Free Again hats. I was out wearing it at the Trump rally, at the Trump march. Did you guys say we have any of those left? Oh, they are sold out. Okay, no wonder. Yeah, people kept asking me about that hat. Well, nonetheless, we have plenty of other hats. Actually, that Mohan Labe hat is a great hat. That 1776 hat is great, too. People were asking me about the sticker I have on my laptop. You can get the 1776 hat, Mohan Labe hat, come and take it hat. Check out all of our products, hats, T-shirts, Trump Pence 2020 shirt, nutraceuticals. We've got everything at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how you fund this operation and you help us go to the next level. So while we are going to the next level thanks to you out there, the mainstream media is crashing and burning. Now, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, Mika Brzezinski basically is on air falling all over herself. She doesn't know what to do because she can't control the narrative anymore. She's literally freaking out. She's like, oh my God, huh, Donald Trump is controlling the narrative. That's our job. We're supposed to control the narrative. We don't have control anymore. We're not doing our jobs. Oh my gosh. Well, it didn't stop for Mika Brzezinski. She was back on the air today. And, well, she's just not feeling too confident right now. I can't blame her. Your role in society is becoming, well, pretty much null and void, Mika. But she was on again today trying to talk about standing up for Obama and the claims that he was tapping Trump. But she got even a little more upset. But let's go ahead and go to Mika Brzezinski on air today trying to stand up for Obama and then falling all over herself because she doesn't know what to do.
And when you are out speaking for President Trump, I would urge you not laugh at yourself, because this is not funny. This is really bad. Just for the record, we're all really nervous. Oh. So if people out there feel nervous, we do
too. What took you so long?
We don't think this is funny.
You don't think it's funny? I guess you thought it was funny when they were putting fluoride in the water. You thought it was funny when the national debt kept going up by the trillions. You thought all that was funny. You thought Fast and Furious was funny. You thought Obamacare was funny. You thought Laura Silsby being connected to the Clintons was funny. You thought all the foreign donations that the Clintons took was funny. All that influence. You thought when she was in the State Department, you thought that was funny. You thought NAFTA and GATT was funny. You thought the Trans-Pacific Partnership was funny. You thought illegal immigration was funny. You thought not having a border was funny. But wait! Donald Trump gets in office, returns Americanism back. I mean, Donald Trump is literally like gas to the fire of American spirit, just pouring gas all over the fire that is the American spirit, just blowing it up, sending smoke screens throughout the entire world. And Mika Brzezinski is freaked out. You know why Mika Brzezinski is freaked out and she doesn't know what to do? Because her tiny little role of a rat in the United States media is coming to an end, and she knows it. So you know what, Mika? While you can sit here and act like you're all worried about a Donald Trump presidency, we know how fake you are because you never cared a damn about everything that was done to this country for the last decades. Mika Brzezinski, it's our job to control the news. It's our job to tell the American people what they think. Well, guess what? You're fired! Excuse me. I'm just sick of these people. I'm so ready to be done with them. Now, let's go back to the Trump-Russian claims. So, Jason Chaffetz, who sometimes to me does great things and then other times just leaves me scratching my head, I think that maybe he tries to stay neutral in some of these issues. But Chaffetz comes out today. He's from Utah, Republican representative. And he says to CBS this morning that he has not seen anything directly that would support what the president has said as far as the wiretapping into his phone lines. Excuse me, Chaffetz, are you aware of the NSA surveillance program? Again, they're wiretapping everybody, essentially. All they have to do is go get the data. They don't need to do the old system of wiretapping. They already have the NSA on all of our imperial probroids. That's how it works. And all those little agreements that we sign to when we download the app. But I'm going off on a jag. So Chaffetz goes on And he says that Trump has tens of billions of dollars in intelligence at his fingertips. I got to believe I think he might have something there, but if not, we're going to find out. So basically what Chaffetz is insinuating here is that, look, Donald Trump has intelligence at his fingertips. He's got people in the know. And essentially, there will be paper trails that he has access to. So he doesn't believe, and I feel the same, that Donald Trump would come out and make claims like this without any evidence at all. Of course, some of the evidence is already public. And what will happen here is Obama and the constituents of Obama in the media are going to play semantics. They're going to say, well, it wasn't Obama's order. Obama never signed an order. Obama never even knew. Okay. So, yeah. So this alphabet bureaucracy typed up the claim for a warrant or a wiretap. Then this alphabet bureaucracy reviewed it. Then this alphabet bureaucracy said it was okay. They passed over to this alphabet bureaucracy. And then, boom, they got all the surveillance. But magically, Obama had no idea. See, because he didn't have to sign any of that off. It was just his alphabet bureaucracies that were doing it. You see how that works. So now Obama can wipe his hands of the situation and say, oh, I had nothing to do with it, as he's going around vacationing all over America, setting up his bunker in Washington, D.C. to try to stop Donald Trump from making America great again. I mean, does Barack Obama just make you absolutely sick? I mean, what is this guy's problem, man? You're out. You're done. You've been repudiated, bro. Get out. Why are you still in Washington? Go on vacation. Go play golf. That's what you did when you were president. Why don't you do it now? Get out of our lives. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be yelling at you. It's just this. You knew this was going to happen, though. The minute America decided to take its power back, the minute America decided to make America great again, the minute America decided to take its destiny back, of course the Barack Obamas in the political establishment were going to do everything they could to stop it. They hate this country. So of course they're going to try to stop it. Mika Brzezinski, we control the news. In fact, now that we don't control the news, we're worried. We don't know what to do. Oh my gosh, I'm Mika Brzezinski. I might be out of a job. Yeah, you should be out of a job. But then again, you admitted what your job was, didn't you? You're supposed to control the narrative. You're supposed to control what the American people see in the news. And of course, it comes with your nice little spin, doesn't it? You know, let's talk about this real quick before we go to break. But again, folks, the evidence already exists that Barack Obama was quote unquote wiretapping Donald Trump or Trump Tower. We already know that they got the leaks with Mike Flynn. We already know that the NSA is spying on everything. We already know that they were investigating Trump's ties to Russia. We already know they were looking for Russian banks involved with Donald Trump. So this is absurd. Really? You're going to tell me that you're going through all of that and you're not going to tap his phones? Something tells me you're either lying or incompetent. Because if you're investigating the Russian ties and you think Trump is seriously Russian, talking to Russian diplomats and bankers all the time, how are you going to know that unless you're checking the phone records? Doesn't make much sense to me. Now, here's an interesting thing that maybe will continue to develop. Pentagon leaves open possibility of more North Korea launch attempts. So North Korea continues to launch all of these missiles, different weapons tests, threatening the West, threatening China, threatening South Korea, threatening everybody, just out of control what's going on. But it's now reached a new sense of, I don't know if awareness is the right word, but worry as Japan moves to highest alert level after North Korea test fires missiles. So now Japan, a strong ally of the United States, a strong ally of Donald Trump, they are worried about North Korea. It goes on. Kremlin says it's seriously worried about North Korea missile drills. Is there any debate about what's going on in North Korea? Is it not mutually understood across the planet that North Korea is in a serious state of a tyrannical dictatorship and communism that is robbing the basic foundations of wealth and prosperity from the people of North Korea? It's being stolen by the communist dictators. Is that debated anywhere? Why can't we get a worldwide effort to free the people of North Korea? We've got NATO. We've got the UN. What are you doing? Isn't that your job? Aren't you supposed to be the peacekeepers? Aren't you supposed to be standing up for humanity? NATO? UN? What about the people in North Korea? So we'll see if Donald Trump wants to do anything to help the people of North Korea that have been ignored. But it seems like worldwide, people are getting more worried. Owen Schroyer filling in for the Alex Jones Show. We're going to take your calls in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Signed up for the InfoWars newsletter yet? And if not, I have to ask, why not? If you sign up for the InfoWars newsletter, you get exclusive content from Alex Jones, exclusive breaking news reports from Alex Jones, and you get exclusive discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. The last discount that we sent out with the newsletter was 50% off Living Defense. I'm not sure if that's the same one that we're sending out today, but the point is you get great discounts when you sign up for the newsletter, but you also get exclusive access to Alex Jones reports. And if they try to shut us down here or on your local radio affiliate or wherever else on YouTube, you can still get direct content from us. Go online, Infowars.com/newsletter, sign up for that newsletter, take advantage of the discounts that we give you there. You know, there's a lot of measuring sticks right now on not just American society, but the world society as a whole. You can kind of look at TV ratings. You can look at social media engagement. You can look at things in the three-dimensional world, like who shows up at Trump events, who shows up to protest Trump events. Where is the pop culture going? Where is the pop culture moving? And then you take a look at someone like Joy Villa, and you look at how she's just blown up. I mean, Joy Villa, who's heard of her before she did her Make America Great Again stunt? Nobody. Now she's practically a household name. That is a measuring stick for where society is going. And I think there's another one right here. ESPN lays off hit on-camera personality. So basically, the story here is ESPN's ratings are dying. They're not making enough money, and they're going to have to start firing some of their on-camera personalities. They've already had to shrink their operation a lot, but apparently it wasn't enough. And I'm not sitting here trying to hate on ESPN. I got plenty of things I could bash ESPN for. In fact, that's neither here nor there. The point is, what you're seeing now is that the American public are no longer fixated with ESPN all day long. That's what it comes down to. And, of course, ESPN doesn't like the fact that you're not obsessed with sports 24/7 anymore, but that's probably good for our country. And I think that this story about ESPN, and you can see other stories, NFL ratings were down. That might have something to do with the Colin Kaepernicks of the world. But I think that right now what you're seeing is a mass, and it's not even that people don't like ESPN anymore or people don't like football anymore. It's that they realize now how serious the Civil War is for the future of this country. It's now in their face, in their living room, in their life, and they know they have to fight. And that's why so many people have focused their energy now back to raising their family right, working harder, and doing whatever they have to do to ensure the future of this country for their lineage. Now, real quick, again, going back to the Trump and Obama feud, ex-CIA director on wiretap claim, Trump apparently forgot that he was president. Now, this comes from an interview that was on Fox News where Michael Hayden, who's been a critic of Trump, basically is saying, hey, Donald, you're the president. You can pull all the strings. You can get all the records. You have access to all of this. Of course, it goes farther than that. He could probably fire some of these dullards that he's having to deal with. But insinuating, hey, Donald, you've got the power. Why don't you just expose it? Why don't you get down to the actual paperwork, show the orders? Of course, we already have the orders. We already know this is going on. But it's an interesting call to action from the ex-CIA director. Now, we've had different points of view coming from all across the platform here. Trump needs to do this. Trump needs to do that. He can't do this. He shouldn't do that. He never did that. Obama did this. Obama never did that. We've seen the merry-go-round, but what it comes down to at the end of the day, again, this is all an effort to bring down Trump's presidency, which is not just Trump's presidency. It's you, the people that elected him. It's the Republic taking control of this nation back. See, the power players can't give you this country back, can they? No, because their future depends on themselves holding power as they've had. All right, well, you know what? We're going to open up the phone lines in the next segment. So let's go ahead and give that phone number out, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Where do you think it goes from here? Can Trump really beat the establishment throwing everything they can at him. They're throwing the kitchen sink at him. They're throwing the car muffler at him. They're throwing kids at him. They're throwing everything at him. They're putting their kids out on the street with signs. Some of these kids might not be able to read or write, but they got a sign that's anti-Trump thanks to their parents politicizing their own children. Can Donald Trump defeat this? Can we actually stop this? The overthrow of the Republic. Your phone calls on the other side. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex Jones. Fourth hour, Alex Jones Show. InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Support this broadcast.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Folks, InfoWars is exploding right now. This place is seriously alive today. And Alex is ready to launch this place to the next level. But he's very smart. He's very meticulous. He makes sure that he does everything the right way at the right time. And your funding is going to take this place to the next level. And you have come through. And I don't think you're going to be upset with the plans that Alex Jones has for this place. So thank you guys so much for all your support. InfoWarsStore.com is one way to support us. I'm about to take your phone calls. The Dalai Lama says Chinese hardliners have parts of their brain missing. He starts talking about how the Chinese political establishment is basically just, they're not acting right. They're not acting with common sense, and it upsets him very much. And you know what? I think I agree with the Dalai Lama here. And I would say that, you know what, Lama, sir, You could probably say the same thing about a lot of the leadership across the planet. And that's how we've ended up in this mess with the Golden Toad steering the ship of freedom, hopefully into the future for prosperity. So let's go out to some InfoWar fans that have called in. I love hearing from you guys. Let's start with Anna Marie in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Anna.
Hi, Owen.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. I have an amazing way for Alex to make an amazing amount of money for InfoWars. And I can't believe that it's not in his store. You know, bumper stickers are kind of sketchy now. People will destroy your car, flatten your tires, and things like that.
Oh, you mean the tolerant left, the peaceful left?
Yes, yes,
what?
Those very people. But I have a great idea. I don't know why Alex doesn't get car magnets. You can, as long as the car is moving, the magnets on your car, when you park it, you take it off. Or when it's in your driveway home, you know, you take it off or whatever when you don't want someone to see it. I have a magnet.
Yeah, when you don't want your car to get keyed or your tires to get slashed, you just pop the magnet off. Okay.
Yes, yes, and I have one on my car now, Trump 2020. And anytime people get
Trump
in their car,
Trump 2020.
Right.
Yeah.
People get in their cars every day and they ride around and it's. I mean, T-shirts are good, but you got to wash them. And you can't wear them every day. People will think, you know, what's wrong with him? Wearing the same T-shirt every day. But you get in your car every day, and you have this on your car. People see it. They stop behind you at a light or at a stop sign, and there they see it. So he could do some InfoWars car magnets. I think that would be great. They're inexpensive, and he would sell, like, billions of them probably.
Well, I don't know about billions. That would be nice if we could get billions sold. I don't think we'd ever need another dime of funding. But thank you for that idea, Anna Marie. That's interesting. Because... You know, I'll be honest. I mean, I don't want to put a bunch of Trump swag on my car because I fear that, my tires will get slashed. Maybe somebody takes a hammer to the window or throws a rock through it or something. But, you know, obviously the magnet idea is interesting. Even, you know, and that's the other thing, too. You know what, though? When I see cars out on the road that put the Trump sticker on the car, or when I see people in public that have their Trump gear on, I make sure to salute them. I make sure to say, hey, thank you for being brave enough. Thank you for showing your courage out here and for standing up for Trump. Because it's not easy, folks. It's not easy. And I'm not going to sit here and compare Trump supporters to the likes of, you know, Rosa Parks or Martin Luther King. Obviously, different times. But the overarching kind of story is the same, where, if you go out in your Trump gear, you're probably going to get hated on. You're probably going to get looked at funny. It's not reached the point where you're just going to get screamed at and kicked out of establishments yet, but in some cases it has gotten to that point. So anybody out there who wears their Trump gear out, I just salute you. You are truly courageous. Don't sit here and say, oh, look at Alex, how courageous he is, or how courageous you are, Owen, when you go out and you talk to these people at the Trump protest. No, the moment that you go outside and publicly support Donald Trump, you are just as courageous. And we're in this fight together, folks. And that's how we can show Donald Trump that he has our support. No matter what the establishment tries to do, we're behind you, Donald. And we support your agenda. We know you want to put American first. Let's go to James in Oklahoma. Let's talk about wiretapping. Go ahead, James.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, this is the thing. Donald Trump is right about what's going on with this wiretapping. In fact, I've actually done digging, and I've done a lot of asking around, not just with people in the government, but also with hackers that are on the streets. Have you ever heard of the term false positive in antivirus?
Sure.
Yes. This is the thing. Those are not really what's called false positives. They're actually what's called key Trojans, and they're built into a lot of products like computers, phones, routers, all sorts of stuff. And this is where all this sort of backdoor that Edward Snowden was talking about. This is what Edward Snowden was preaching about, and that's what I'm coming forward with. Donald Trump, you're right. I know you're right because I've actually gotten hacked on September 21st, 2015. That's when I started doing digging. And then everybody else got hacked on Microsoft and Skype. I've tried cooperating with law enforcement, but have heard nothing back. And this has had a terrible impact on my life when I got hacked. So I want to come forward and expose this.
So wait, hold on a second. More specifically, what kind of hacking are you referring to?
Well, this is the thing. when it happened in September 21st, 2015, this crippled Microsoft's core system on Skype. And this is I talked to someone that worked with IT, you know, the computer companies that worked with Microsoft. They said they have to be super intelligent in computers to actually do something like this.
Sure, or know the back doors that were put in place.
Absolutely, and Windows puts these things in. In fact, they actually had a gold headlines recently that someone came forward with the golden key backdoor for Windows, and it went public, and it caused so much problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people are not noticing, that these.
Okay, so you're saying people use backdoors to hack into your Windows system. Are you saying that you had documents taken, or what exactly did you have to deal with here, and how does this relate to Donald Trump?
The thing is, I was actually talking to a guy that actually was involved with the hacking before this happened. He stole my wallet. He didn't have my PIN. But the thing is, his dad was supposedly an FBI agent, and I was trying to give him his dad information on an assassination camp that I was trying to go with. And the thing is, this place is on Google Earth. I have the Google Earth coordinates for this place, and you can pull it up. But the thing is, they were trying to get information on me, on what I had, and they ended up.
Well, and here's the thing, and you can tweet that at me. Tweet me that story or the Google Earth coordinates at All I Do Is Owen. But here's the thing that I think you're alluding to as far as Donald Trump is concerned in the bigger picture here. When you're talking about Edward Snowden. Barack Obama doesn't need to wiretap Donald Trump, folks. Their surveillance programs are already in place. So, essentially, if anybody who could get into the NSA's files or get into all of these phone records wanted to do it, and they wanted to go look at Donald Trump's metadata or Donald Trump's phone records, or who knows, maybe even pull entire conversations, maybe even get transcripts from conversations, they have that ability. Really? You don't think that goes on, folks? I mean, give me a break. We're living in a digital planet. If you don't, let me just say something. If you don't act with discretion when you've got your cell phone on or around you, you are an absolute fool. You understand me? An absolute fool. Sure, maybe nobody's spying on you. Maybe nobody cares what you're doing. Oh, but guess what? They just released the documents. Cell phone radiation can lead to cancer. Better smarten up about these cell phones, folks. That's just the God honest truth. Let's go out to Rob in Canada. Rob, are you concerned about Trump's safety?
Yes, I seriously am, Owen.
Well, we got to pray for him. Go ahead, Rob.
Okay, well, I've been studying a lot I've been studying the Illuminati and the Skull and Bones. And the thing that I'm concerned about is March 22nd, 322. And the number 3 and 7 are both sacred numbers to the Skull and Bones.
Okay. Well, I mean, I honestly, I'm not really too into the numerology thing. I know a lot of people put a ton of onus on that. They study it nonstop, even. But I've heard too much of that. I've heard too much on this date, this numerology, that I just can't really take too much into that. I'm not disagreeing with Rob from Canada. I do think that Trump's safety is certainly a serious issue. Of course they want to try to wipe Donald Trump off the face of the earth. He's steering the ship of liberty right into the bow of the globalists to sink their ship. So, yes, of course Donald Trump's safety is a serious issue. Whether March 22nd or not, there's a raised concern there. Certainly, I guess that's what you believe, but that's not something I would think that there's too much behind. But I know how these people buy into the numerology thing. So let's go out to, is this Gigi in Indiana? Wants to talk about the MSM. Mainstream media, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it's Gig, G-I-G.
All right, Gig.
I'm actually
you go gigging? Do you go gigging in Indiana? Is that why they call you Gig?
What? I'm actually the crazy fox hat guy that was on The Talking Dead a few years back. But anyhow, I wanted to mention something that you know, with this news, it's like anytime you flip on the news anymore, There's not any news anymore. It's all politics. And when I flip on, you talk.
You are absolutely correct. In fact, if you tune into MSN or CNN, it's not even politics. It's just Trump bashing. That is such a great point. I've said it over and over again. They don't even report news anymore. There is no news anymore. It's just bash Trump, delegitimize Trump. Go ahead, Gig.
When the gosh darn fires were going on down in Tennessee and the tornadoes, you could not. The only way I could get news was going to the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
So anyhow,
it's wild.
I guess.
Yeah, Fukushima. Fukushima is melting down, destroying the Pacific Ocean. But you know, they're just going to cover Trump because he's, you know, he is the threat to the world order. Go ahead.
I guess my point is you know, in my weird ways, I'm kind of a, I guess you'd call a nerd, toy collector, TV show enthusiast, whatever. And there's this Simpsons episode where all the advertisements come to life, and they can't figure out how to shut them down. Well, they end up figuring out how to shut them down by just turning their heads on them and ignoring them. And to me, that's my point, is all of our end of the talk shows, whether you're talking Hannity or Beck, or not Beck, forgive me, I'm nervous here, but Hannity or you guys or whatever, and half the shows discussed about, well, MSM said this and MSM said that. Who cares what they say? Let's just get our narrative across and ignore them.
Well, and here's, and I understand what you're saying. I totally understand what you're saying. But the reason why we cover the mainstream media and what they're doing is because they are a political wing of the establishment, a propaganda wing. So we cover it in a sense to cover the propaganda, call out the propaganda in a desperate attempt to expose to the general population that the mainstream news is for the most part fake news. So that's why we do what we do as far as covering their propaganda is concerned. And I do think it's working because a lot of people either already don't trust the news, already hate the news, or are already a bit skeptical of the news. So if you can siphon that energy and then get their attention here, I feel like those are eventual members of the good fight that may not fully understand what's going on. They may not trust the news, but that's why we cover the propaganda. I hear what you're saying. It's almost just like ignore the mainstream news and they'll disappear. I've asked the question on air. Should I just stop watching CNN? Some people say yes. Some people say no. But that's why we do what we do as far as covering the mainstream news. And honestly, I don't think, I can't stop. I can't stop calling out the propaganda folks. I mean, even if I wanted to, it's almost like an addiction at this point. It's like, are you going to stop defending yourself against the boxer in the ring who keeps hitting you with the right jab? No, you're going to defend yourself against the right jab. The coach is going to say, hey, he's hitting you with the right jab. There it is. Protect yourself from it. So I kind of feel like that's what we're doing. Let's move on to John, who is in New York, and he thinks there's some shocking upcoming events. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I'm going to read a little bit about just the dates of a satanic ritual agenda. And one of them is Wall Purges Day, which is a blood ritual day with fire. And that is May 1st, and that is when Saul Alinsky and those guys are going to start bussing in the 3 million people into Washington, D.C. Preceding this is an even more specific satanic holiday, and those are the holidays of Beltane, which involve human sacrifices and assassinations. Now, most of the public has no awareness of this, and in Washington, D.C., you have several what are called Sinotats. Most people don't know what that is, but it's basically a voodoo canary jar placed in a grave to capture the living energy of somebody that's just died. Now, in Washington, D.C. is a Masonic graveyard with a picture of Seth at the top of the arch into this. It's the Lincoln Graveyard. But a straight line runs into a circle. And there is another amulet, which is actually the Washington Monument. And that is the Sinotap. It's a
You're talking about how you can lay all this out in Washington D.C. and you can get a upside down star or whatever Satan symbol.
Well, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that these two go into overlapping circles, and it produces a vagina type thing inside the Oval Office.
Well, here's the thing. I here's the thing. I'm sure that you know what you're talking about. You've done your research, but it's not just one I don't think that there's one thing we can focus on there. We already know that they're doing which ceremonies to go against Trump. Of course the Satanists are trying to do everything they can. We just had the story of the illegal immigrants that were here doing Satan worship ceremonies, murdering women. So yes, this is going on, folks.
This is the driving force out of that. I don't know
why the mainstream news ignores Satanism. Most people don't even know that Satanism is real. Most people don't know that there's witches out there doing black masses. Look at the freaking emails. Look at the freaking WikiLeaks.
I understand.
These people are messed up, man. Look at the Podesta art collection. What the hell is that? Excuse me. I'm sorry that I don't have weird art in my room. Satanism is real, okay? Satanism is real, and it's infiltrated serious top levels of our government, folks, and everything trickles down from the top. Why do you think people are out here doing witch ceremonies to go against Donald Trump? Why do you think Madonna, their little minions, all the little brainwashed minions, they put on their little pussy hats, and they walk around and they try to march against Trump? Look at this. I have been 30, 40, 50 Trump events. It doesn't matter. Any media, not just InfoWars, any media talks to Trump supporters in the streets. They're smart. They're happy. They're well-spoken. You talk to a Trump hater, they're witches. They're yelling. They're cackling. Hey, hey, Trump's racist. Hey. Final segment, your calls on the other side. Sick of this. Let's bring God back.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For the Alex Jones Show, Drudge just added to their headlines, Mika Brzezinski freaking out. Oh my gosh, we are in such synchronicity right now. The Patriots in the media, the Patriots in the streets, just all of us. I mean, this movement is real, folks. I mean, when this thing reaches the head, just get ready. Let's go out to Carlos in Canada. Wants to talk leaks and NSA. Go ahead, Carlos.
Thank you, Owen. Yes, thank you. I'm from Canada, and I want to just share with you a little anecdote that happened in 2000 on the program 60 Minutes. A fellow by the name of Mike Frost, who was with CSIS, the Canadian agency, reported that when he was working from 72 to 1992, in 1983, Lady Margaret Thatcher, Prime Minister of Britain at that time, wanted to know and spy on two of her ministers. Well, she wasn't allowed to by law. So she arranged with one of five other countries, including Canada, that was sharing intelligence at the level, at the highest level. This was the Echelon program. This program I could still be available today. But what I do want to tell you is that what's going on with President Trump is precisely that. Because by having Canada spy on her ministers. And if you remember, sometime later, there was leaks of conversations between Prince Charles and other people and Lady Diana and other people. These gave the parliament total deniability by saying, oh, no, we're not investigating Margaret Thatcher. I never instructed anything because the information wasn't against the law. You see, it was done by another country. In present day, since,
these people know what they're doing. They know how to be very litigious as far as their actions are concerned to avoid litigation. And they have all sorts of loopholes and passing the buck, you know, opportunities. Exactly. And, you know, here's my other thing, too. With this giant surveillance grid in place, you know, you could essentially be getting spied on since the day you're born. With all the cameras, all the sound equipment just everywhere, they could just essentially tap into, turn on, especially with the access that we grant them when we unknowingly click accept terms and conditions without reading them. You could essentially get spied on for your whole life. Who knows what type of blackmail opportunities that provides? Who knows what type of lengths people might go to avoid blackmail getting out? This is how you control a government. This is how you control a Senate. This is how you control an intelligence agency. This is how you control a presidency. Of course they're freaked out Russia has blackmail on Trump. They've had blackmail probably on every president since I've been alive. Of course they're freaked out. How do you think they control the president? Oh, wow, we don't have control over Trump. It must be Russia. Someone's got control over him. There can't be a guy in office who's actually Americana. There can't be a guy in office who's actually real. No way. It must be Russia. As he's returning jobs here, returning manufacturing here, preaching America first, talking about stepping on other planets, Donald Trump is an absolute champion. Man, we've been waiting for Donald Trump forever. Ugh! Crush him, Donald. Crush him. Let's go to Alex in Ukraine. Wants to talk about revolution. This is the revolution, baby. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how are you doing?
Make it quick. Make it quick.
Yeah, I just think that Trump should watch what happened in Ukraine because things feel just the same, you know, here of what's going on now. Everybody in the beginning, yeah, the president, Yanukovych, he's corrupt. All presidents are corrupt in Ukraine. So people.
That's right. And George Soros has said that they will bring an Arab Spring to America. You're absolutely correct. Thank you so much for calling in from Ukraine and sharing your story. Thanks, everybody that tuned in. Owen Schroyer signing off for the Alex Jones Show. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, support this broadcast, and watch us grow to the next level. This is the revolution. You are the revolution.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.